Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're glad you're here. Freedom 93 on the air with our home station, having our fun with some of the cooler weather these days. We've got a great show lined up for you. Jay Revel, the executive director for Downtown Improvement Authority, will be our guest. And in the business spotlight, we'll have Don Schwartz, who is with the AAA, their brand new office opening up on October 30th. And our very own Heather Thomas, the editor for Tallahassee Women Magazine, with another Women to Watch, and her guest, Sarah Mack. So stay with me. We got a great show lined up right here.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but...
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect.
Well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
He owns Capital City Collision Center, down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road. Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great, and they're great to work with.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
So here we are on a Saturday morning. The cooler weather has come and we are enjoying it, are we not? We've got Florida State football today at 3:30 playing NC State. And, of course, it's Bobby Bowden weekend. If you were part of the festivities last night there at the Civic Center. For your purposes, we have in studio today Jay Revel, our guest who will be talking about the downtown area. And we've seen a lot of those kinds of things happen in recent days, including the development of the Gain Street area and Cascades Park. And more of that has been happening in the news, so we'll get into that with Jay. At the moment, we are going to take this opportunity to welcome Heather Thomas with Tallahassee Women Magazine, our feature, What's Going On with Women to Watch. Heather?
Thanks, Brian. I'm here with Sarah Mack of the locally and even nationally renowned Sarah Mack Band, who is Tallahassee Woman Magazine's cover woman for the October-November issue. She is a native of Tallahassee and a talented musician and singer whose passion for life and living gratefully becomes a beautiful harmony. A perfect refrain for this segment of Tallahassee Woman's Women to Watch as we look towards the Thanksgiving holiday. Welcome, Sarah Mack.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In the article, we discuss the career sustaining importance of an audience, but for you, it goes much deeper than that. How did the recognition of the heart change that was going on in your audience's lives due to your songs change your heart and your life?
I think, like I said in the interview we did for the article, that at some point in time I had the realization that without an audience, I cannot do what I do. And I guess prior to that, you know, especially when you're a kid and you dream about being a rock star, like you don't ever dream about all of the things that go into it and the other necessary parts. You know, you see Madonna or whoever and you want to live that. So realizing that what I wanted to do with my life required, in some ways, participation from an audience was just a whole different way to think about it. And when I realized that ultimately by coming to see my band, by buying my albums, by telling more people about what we're doing, and that they were putting their money behind my dream, And that awed me a little bit. I think in our society, oftentimes we think that needing people's help is a weakness.
Right. Especially as women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to have it all and we want to be able to take care of everything. Yeah. And then we want to meet other people's needs.
Ask for help. Exactly. Yeah.
And so when suddenly I realized that I needed people's help and they were so graciously giving it and so excited about giving it,
right.
Then it almost felt like my job was a gift. I mean,
right.
It still gets hard and there are still
right.
times that I am just cursing the day I decided to do this
right.
when we're driving all night and
right. Right.
our hotel rooms have been given up or, you know,
right.
fill in the blank. But
right.
but I think there at some point in time was this fundamental switch towards
right.
gratefulness.
Right, right.
'Cause it just wow. I can make albums all day long, but they're just vanity albums if nobody wants to hear them.
Absolutely. I loved how you defined family in the article. Tell us a little bit about that, the different dimensions of what that is, and then also the family of musicians here in Tallahassee. I found that very interesting in our interview that there's this whole, you know, segment of a community in Tallahassee that is close-knit but very giving and very supportive that I think listeners might appreciate knowing more about also.
One of the things that I have come to realize is that you have your biological family that you're born into. And I'm sure that to some people this is just like, of course, but to me it was a new thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have the family that you develop, these
right.
people that you cultivate close relationships with, and they become like family because they
right.
share so much of your life. And
like your band.
Like my band. I feel yeah. like my band has become like a family. And then there are outcroppings that we've developed from really intensely helpful and devoted fans who have kind of come into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we talk about a lot on the road, because we have this interesting inside perspective and we get to see it, is that in a lot of cities, just talking to people in the dressing room or hanging
right.
out backstage,
mm-hmm.
the musicians are not supportive of each other. It's mm-hmm. and not that they're not supportive,
right.
but there's this strange, weird thought pattern of, I don't want people to be your fans because that takes away from me.
Right.
And so one of the things that once we realized that was just so prevalent, we started thinking about Tallahassee and all the other musicians that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just did an album with Grant Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded a video 2 weeks ago, and the new 76ers gave us stuff we needed to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, well... Now I can, but there was a time when I couldn't go anywhere without someone saying, hey, you know, Rick Ott from Sop Choppy, he told me to look out for you. And so I think that one of the things that's really cool about Tallahassee is that it's a big city, but it's also a small town. So I grew up with a lot of the musicians that play here.
Right.
They know my parents. We
right.
just all kind of intermingle in our lives, intertwine, and...
Yeah.
And you can go to a Grant Peoples show or a New 76ers show or a Sarah Mac Band show, and you see other musicians from town there. If we're off, we're going to go there and support them because we're excited about what they're doing, just like
right.
they're excited about what we're doing.
Right. I really appreciate you sharing that because it's amazing how Tallahassee is so different. You go away somewhere and then you come back and wow, this is home. And I think family is what helps make it home, and family are the relationships and the connections that you do make. And Sarah Mac Band could make their home just about anywhere these days, but the fact that they choose to make it here in Tallahassee, I think, is a wonderful treasure. And we're so glad you came here today to speak with us about things. And is there anything on the horizon that the Sarah Mac Band is working on that you wanted to share? Or
We do a Christmas show every year, and, the traveling Christmas show
will
begin. We're going to kick it off in Monticello on December 14th, I believe.
Oh, great.
At the Monticello Opera House, and then we'll travel from there.
Okay, well, great. Well, for more from the Saramac Band and what they're up to and their current concert calendar, visit saramacband.com. And to try out something really cool, download the Layar app. That's L-A-Y-A-R app on your smartphone and scan it over the cover of the October-November issue to gain immediate access to a YouTube video of Saramac singing. To read the entire Cover Woman article, visit towelwoman.com or our Facebook page, or pick up the latest issue from most area Publixes or your nearest public library. Thanks so much, Saramac, for being here.
Thank you.
And back to you, Brian.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
He is the executive director for the Downtown Improvement Authority. Jay Revel is our guest this morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Brian. Good to see you, buddy.
You know, the last time you were here, it seems to me, you were still trying to sort through all of the efforts of your predecessor, and times were such that you were just running from one place to another, and you have a much more... It seems to me a calmer demeanor. Things have kind of come together for you.
And
a few things anyway. You've been able to check off your list. Tell us what's going on with the old Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority.
It's a good day to be downtown. You know, we've got some exciting things happening, Brian. And you're right. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, last time we talked, you're new to the position, you're new to the job, you're doing a lot of meetings, you're trying to kind of get a grasp for what the middle ground thinks about your project, about downtown, about what you're trying to do.
And you've been, I think, rather assertive in your efforts, because a lot of folks, I think, had sort of pulled away from thinking that downtown could actually be something more, and I don't want to take anything away from those who made efforts, but it just seemed to me in this last 10 months or so you've been pedal to the metal.
We've been working hard at it. It's when I first took the position, I told my board of directors, who are all property owners downtown, business owners, people who make their livelihood and are invested in downtown, I said, what we really need is we've got to chop the wood. You've got to every day go out and continually do the work that is required in order to make people know how special of a place this is. You have to tell the stories of those people who are working and making their lives downtown. The Andy Reese's and the Cynthia Tunnicliffe, who lives and works downtown. These great people who have spent many, many years trying to invest themselves and their energy into a place. And what we've been able to do, and again, in a short period of time, is we went in and completely built a new brand around.
You've got a whole new logo, and you've got, what is the byline there?
Always in session.
so you won't miss any of the important things that we're talking about. It all involves you, because you're why we do this show. This is what we talk about every week here. Freedom 93 FM is our home station. We're glad to be a part of it. Glad you've tuned in this morning. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by a wonderful group of folks, Tommy T's Quick Lube over there on Thomasville Road. They're right there in the heart of Midtown, and you can't imagine a more convenient location unless maybe they were to build a shop in your driveway, but then you'd have to deal with all the zoning issues and the neighbors complaining, so you don't want to do that. Tommy T's is in Midtown, and you go in and you're out, all without all the drama. And there's no shouting. I mean, who needs all that, right? Steve and John are both so good to deal with, and they're certified mechanics that can do a whole lot more than just oil changes. So anything from brakes to AC, tune-ups, shocks, they own the place, and they make sure every single customer gets their very best. So Tommy T's on Thomasville Road in Midtown, just south of the Whataburger, and just what you're looking for in auto care. A proud sponsor of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. In the business spotlight this week, Don Schwartz with the brand new AAA Auto Club there in the Killarn Center on Thomasville Road. Their grand opening is this coming Wednesday the 30th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we welcome AAA to the show. And how are you, Don?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
A brand new sponsor to the show, and in their new location up there in the Killarn Shopping Center. Some of us know it by that name, right there at the I-10 overpass and Killarn Center Boulevard. And Capital Circle, you know where it is. It's right next to Hobby Lobby, between Hobby Lobby and Bonefish Grill. Folks, if you don't know where that is, come on, let's get going here. So AAA in their new spot, Don, it's pretty exciting for you, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it's very exciting. We've got a great facility. We've got a few new employees, got lots of services, and we're really busy right now.
You talk about that. We've seen so many new businesses coming our way, and of course that makes us all happy because it's employing more folks. And I know some of the folks that are working for you, they're long-time veterans in this business. They know the business well, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a number of employees that have been with us 10 years plus, and including myself. So, you know, we bring a wealth of knowledge to the area, and it's been a real good thing for us.
And you're a bit of a newbie yourself to the Tallahassee area. Where do you hail from?
I am brand new from to Tallahassee. I'm hail from Chicago area. Been born and raised in northern Indiana, and just moved down here about 6 weeks ago.
So are you a Bears fan or what?
I'm probably more of a Colts fan than anything, but I followed the Bears as well. So.
It's important in this town.
You got to
declare your allegiance. And now,
exactly.
Of course, we know you're a Seminole, right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, folks. See, I claimed him before anybody else could say anything. So AAA, you know, I had to take a step back. You guys do so much that I had no idea you make available. You know, you think of AAA as one of the most well-recognized brands in history, roadside assistance. But you got all kinds of stuff going on beyond that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's true. We're the world's largest membership organization. We have over 55 million members throughout the country. But here locally, our services not only include the roadside assistance, but we also have a full-service travel agency. We're North America's largest leisure travel agency. And then we also have our own insurance agency. We sell AAA branded products. We sell home, auto, and life insurance. And then we also have a plethora of brokered products that we offer as well.
How did you get involved in AAA? Now, you say you're from the Chicago area. Prior to being you're officially titled the field agent here. What is your title?
Yeah, my official title is the field manager.
Ah.
And the way I got started with AAA is I started selling insurance.
I see.
I was an insurance agent previous to that.
Okay.
And so I started selling insurance with AAA, moved my way up through the ranks, and here I am in Tallahassee, Florida.
It's amazing, folks. This is a company that in
1902.
Yeah. Holy smokes. I mean, you guys have been around for a long time. And in 1920, AAA sponsored a school safety patrol program, which was designed for children protecting classmates from traffic dangers. So this is a company that looks for ways to give back to the community, it seems.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, we have lots of charitable organizations that we support. One of them is the United Way. We do lots of stuff with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're doing some things here locally with some of the schools. So we try and get involved in the communities that we work and live in as much as possible.
Well, I noticed too, if I'm a AAA member, then there are all kinds of savings on dining out and financial services, even on health and prescriptions. you offer savings in that way too, don't you?
Absolutely. The AAA card is not only a benefit for the roadside assistance, but it's also a benefit for the consumer. So wherever you're at, wherever you shop, wherever you go online, you can, and oftentimes you can show your AAA card and you can get multiple discounts, whether it's a savings instantly or whether it's dollars back to your AAA card for your next membership year.
Now, having come from the Midwest, the Chicago area,
yes.
Now you're down here in the great deep South, Tallahassee. What do you find most interesting about your new home?
Well, the weather certainly is the one thing that sticks out the most for me. I'm a big golfer, so I'm looking forward to playing golf all year round. But the weather certainly, you know, it's back in the 40s right now at home. And today, as you can see, it's pretty warm.
Yeah,
so.
We're having a good time down here.
Yeah.
Well, folks, this is the guy that you want to see. If you can, give him a call this week. Let him know that you're interested in AAA. Don Schwartz and all of his fine people out there. AAA Automotive is there to make it easier for us to save money and enjoy peace of mind and savings every day of the year. That's their little slogan here. And I want you to let them know that you heard it right here on Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with us.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. My insurance company is telling me to take it to this one shop, but I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
It's your choice. It's not up to them. Have you told Jerry?
No, he loves that car. I wanted to take it to someone who would make it perfect, just the way it was, you know?
Yeah, well, you know Dan Hendrickson, right?
Dan Hendrickson.
The guy we met at that chamber thingy we went to, remember? He owns Capital City Collision Center. He was talking about the whole Gain Street thing, because he's down there by the stadium on Lake Bradford Road.
And you think they do good work?
You don't remember? Bobby's Jeep got rear-ended coming home from school.
Oh, that's right.
We had Dan fix it. It was great. And they're great to work with. And the guy in the paint shop is really cute.
Capital City did that.
Yep. I've got his card here somewhere. Here.
Okay. Capital City Collision Center.
Online at CapitalCityCollisionInc.com or call 575-9202.
So here we are talking with our good buddy Jay Revel. If you've just joined us, we're learning a little bit more about the Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority, which, by the way, is sporting a brand new website. If you've not done your due diligence, you got to go check this out. It's pretty cool. TallahasseeDowntown.com. Jay, could you have made that any simpler for us? TallahasseeDowntown.com. I think I can remember that one. and you know, the thing I like about the site is it's broken out in ways that make sense to me as somebody who's, we'll say, a consumer or somebody
sure.
who's looking to be a part of what's going on. Because you've got your always in session button, and then you've got the playing, and then you've got the working side. And even the TLH is kind of cool, because didn't you say that you thought of a neat way of thinking of TLH?
Yeah, we've got one of my sort of side projects that I work on a lot is an initiative called Talent Lives Here. And the whole idea is, Tallahassee's an incredible city for people who, you know, really are talented. I mean, in the broadest sense of the term. And the true purpose is to really try to reach out to college students who are sort of the best and brightest and show them the advantages to building a career in Tallahassee as opposed to moving to some of the larger cities in the Southeast. And we see a lot of matriculation out too after these students
did
graduate.
Did you think that way before you had this job? Was that part of your thinking?
Yeah. I it's funny. I get out kind of on the stump speech circuit, and I always start by telling everyone, you know, my personal story. And it's, you know, I'm from the Tallahassee area, but I had very little connection to Tallahassee, none to Florida State as I was growing up. Family full of Gator fans, you know. I always wanted to go to the University of Florida. Didn't get in, you know. God has a funny way of throwing plans your way. And
well, of course, we knew that God wanted you here in Tallahassee.
Exactly.
He wanted
exactly.
you to be a Seminole.
Yep.
That only goes without saying, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. And so I wound up getting a, you know, full ride academic scholarship, basically, with Florida Bright Futures to FSU, and I kind of said, I'd be crazy to turn down such an opportunity and came over here. And I, funny thing happened. I said, get to know Florida State, get to know Tallahassee better than anybody. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places you can try to go. And, I absolutely fell in love with the place. I love my school. I love my university. I love it so much. I went back and got another degree. And, so I,
How were you trained? What is your academic?
Yeah,
background?
My undergraduate degree is in political science with a business minor, and then I did a graduate program at Florida State called Applied American Politics and Policy, which is it's incredibly interesting. It's
not business administration public administration, but
this is a it's an applied program. Hmm. That takes the principles and theories of of political science and applies it to a broad range of things, such as communication, such as policy development, such as campaigns and elections. We study a lot of maps and numbers, so to speak.
So does that assist you then? Does that bring for you a perspective to this role you play in helping to shape what is the downtown area and DIA particularly?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I actually started my graduate program. I started off with urban and regional planning because I always had a passion for building cities. I mean, that's always what I've wanted to do. I was the kid that played Sim City growing up. I thought that was a cool thing. And
another one.
I started out, studying planning and how cities develop and how they grow. And I sort of always joke around to everybody that I stayed in that program just long enough to be dangerous. And somewhere I realized that there was sort of a disconnect between the practical planners and the decision makers.
Okay.
And I said, I've in order for me to be able to advance the visions that I see and have for this community, I've got to be able to maneuver policies through the public realm. And a lot of times there's a real disconnect between the practical planners being able to do that, whether you're in the public or the private sector. And so I said, I need to go learn, I need to go sort of perfect my political craft, if you will. And that's what that program is designed to do. People think, when you hear politics, they think government. They're very, very different things. I mean, politics is all around us. It's whether you're at church or whether you're in the boardroom for a corporation or you name it, or your local bicycle club. Politics is all around you. Politics is a social experiment, social environment that you have to realize is all around you. And I said, I want to go and really understand, sort of what makes people react in different ways. And when you think about that for the downtown, downtown has a great set of challenges, has for a long time. But it sort of requires that sort of extra effort, if you will, to make such a place work. And that's why my organization exists. And I said, if I can take my sort of applied political abilities and put that towards building and promoting a better downtown, that there's my dream job. So that's how I kind of got here, in a nutshell, I guess. And I love it. I'm a very, very, very fortunate man to be able to go out and do something that I love every day, take the training that I've, invested in over my short career and apply.
What's the toughest part of your job?
Toughest part is, when you're sitting there, you're having a cup of coffee somewhere, or you're walking around, or you're having lunch, and you overhear someone say something negative about downtown. It doesn't happen every day, but it happens with occurrence. It's almost like if someone was bad mouthing your kid at your baseball game, right?
Yeah.
This kid can't pitch,
Right.
So you
feel very personal.
Yeah.
About
I have
protective.
I have a very, very I sort of
you're
joke
invested,
around.
Would
yeah,
say.
Very much. I joke around with a lot of my friends. And I say I probably take Tallahassee too personally because I love the place. I mean, I really do. I love it. It's home.
With that kind of devotion, do you ever anticipate some political role, running for office? I know that you had a role to play in politics. You worked for
Yeah, I used to work for the county. I worked for County Commissioner John Daly for 4 years. And a great guy to learn about the community under his tutelage. It was.
I think some folks were surprised that you didn't pursue that you took this job.
Yeah, it was. It was certainly a. While I was working at the county, I was very, very blessed and fortunate to be able to learn an awful lot about how the community works.
Yeah,
I got to really build some very strong relationships with our elected appointed officials and our business leaders. And for me, I was just looking for an opportunity to sort of get out and, you know, pursue something I was passionate about and stretch my legs in a different fashion, so to speak. And when that opportunity presented itself, I said, you know, that's a good place for me to go and build something for a while. And I think that, you know, you never know what the future holds, but certainly I have a passion for public service and I have a passion for this community. And if the opportunity presented itself to where I thought that the best place for me to do that was in public office, you know, it might be something I'd take a look at.
So you would have to be asked, you think?
I study politics. You study politicians too.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing to sort of sit and watch and see what makes them tick and why they do the things they do. And I think that a lot of times, and not I'm not speaking about anyone here or anywhere in particular, but a lot of times people run for office for a lot of the wrong reasons.
Talking with Executive Director for the Tallahassee Downtown Improvement Authority, Jay Revel is our guest this morning, and you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. That's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merrymaids make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even free consultation. And as a new customer, when you sign up for 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400, because they'll spend that first visit doing the deep cleaning you've probably been wanting to do for yourself. But don't do that. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's done. Right here in Tallahassee, 386-2205, or online at merrymaids.com. We are pleased to welcome a brand new sponsor of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, the AAA Auto Club Group in Killarn Center on Thomasville Road at Killarn Center Boulevard. They're right next to Hobby Lobby. Don Schwartz and his team are celebrating their grand opening later this month on Wednesday, October 30th. That's coming up right around the corner. And we want to show our support by showing up for all the food, the fun, and let's not forget the prizes. You can register to win a Royal Caribbean cruise. Jay, I think you might enjoy that.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, or take a chance on, right now would be a good time.
Yeah.
Take a chance on spinning the wheel for all kinds of other really cool prizes. Free battery checks, kids face painting, even a free $20 gas card could be yours. October 30th at the new AAA Tallahassee office. The grand opening from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. in the Killarn Center on Thomasville Road. And I will personally be there, and I'll be looking for you. So, Jay, there you go. That's
I'll take a $20 gas card and a free cruise.
Come on,
that sounds like a great
not?
Combination.
Yeah, man. Some snacks.
Yeah.
So if you've joined us late, we forgive you, but glad you're here. Hope you've got something warm to drink, because it's been a bit chilly of late. Not complaining at all about that, are we, Jay?
That's nice out.
You know, we got Jay Revel here. He's a pretty bright young man for the part that he plays in trying to help us get Tallahassee downtown to be even more of what we hope and imagine it might be. And I use the word imagine with all due respect to JT and Kim, because imagining is really where this all started, isn't it?
Yeah.
You referenced this earlier, the idea of attracting folks to the community who make Tallahassee their home. They themselves are then a contributive, creative part. So that's why I was curious how much the whole Richard Florida creative class idea has played into your thinking.
Big time.
Yeah.
When I was It's funny how things kind of land in your lap on occasion. But you know, when I was just out of undergraduate, I had probably been working for the commissioner for 6 or 8 months. I applied to a organization here in town called the Knight Creative Communities Institute, KCCI for short. This is an organization now that's in its sort of fifth or sixth year. They right. take 30 some odd people from the community every year, wide range of backgrounds, and they sort of teach them sort of some of these principles that Richard Florida, theorizes about the creative class and, why you need talented people in your community and why you need to be a community that is open and caring and one that is, progressive in the sense that, it's sort of the old give us your tired, hungry, and you're poor, and those come in here and make something happen. It's the American dream, right? Yeah. Sort of birthed again.
Yeah.
And we said the Tallahassee can be that community. In fact, it is, but a lot of people don't know it. And KCCI has consistently produced products and initiatives that showcase these things in the right. community. And so I went through that and. I was right out of school. You were talking about Tommy T's over in Midtown. And I spent the better part of 3 years while I was working for the commissioner working on an initiative to really brand Midtown and get everything going over there. Right. So, going back to how you wind up where you are, I had a 3 years worth of experience of sort of placemaking, if you will, helping out in Midtown.
Yeah.
And I took a lot of the sort of theories and practices that I developed through that process. It was a volunteer effort to what I'm doing with downtown now. And now that I've actually got some support, both as a actual structural support around me, you're able to take those things that you learned through that process and apply them much more meaningfully.
How different is the Midtown experience from the downtown experience, or are they the same?
Yeah, I mean they're very different in the sense that the built environment is very different. Yeah. When you go to the heart of downtown and the areas around the Capitol or now even all the way down Gaines Street, is very, very walkable. You're not necessarily going to be able to pull up and park right in front of the building. Now there's on-street parking, there's garages, there's new urban housing, where it's the high-rise or the mid-rise type of thing with retail on the bottom. Those type of amenities are really only in our downtown area. Now you go to Midtown, and it's sort of a really interesting scenario in which, let's take, for example, the Manor at Midtown. That's an old furniture store that's been converted into some retail use.
And I bought my first water bid.
Yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what a creative reuse.
My Rhodes
good friend,
Furniture.
Yeah, that's it. Rhodes Furniture. My good friend Ed Murray. I saw him actually over there this morning. He kind of had a crazy idea that they could go and take that and turn into something cool and hip and
he's another visionary.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think is also a disciple of that whole KCCI.
Program.
So let me ask you this. If we look at Midtown, maybe we can even include Market District. Uh-huh. We look at downtown, Southwood, Gaines Street. What's happening with South Monroe? Why is that remaining as it has? Because I said to somebody the other day, if you walk from Gaines Street or drive over down to South Monroe, it's like going through a time tunnel because now you're back in the 1950s going south. And even some of the efforts regarding Imagine have echoed that sort of sentiment where there's just not a whole lot going on. And what do you think?
Every area has its own unique set of challenges and opportunities. And actually, KCCI a couple of years ago did an initiative called the Monroe Adams South Monroe South Adams, Sense of Place Project.
Yeah.
If you go down there now, there's a great project. The city has really done a phenomenal job on it, and it was really the result of that KCCI initiative. It's Palmer Avenue.
Okay.
They've gone in really. I mean, this is one of the real main entrances off of South Monroe to the FAMU campus.
Right.
They've built a beautiful new sidewalk connector that's got the brick pavers and the nice public seating, gas lamps, things of that nature. It really, really is a beautiful you know, catalytic type of project, they hope. Another issue with it is, you know, it's a DOT facility, so sometimes it takes a pretty significant force to be able to change the nature of that of that road. Now, think of this though. You've got Cascades Park, which is, you know, right up on South Monroe Street. Beautiful new facility coming online. They're about to build a pedestrian bridge. It's got, you know, LED lighting on it. It's going to cross South Monroe to connect the park to where the new FAMU Way street extension is about to be built. This is going to be, you know, how people huge. Have that great feeling about, you know, like Blairstone Road and how great and beautiful it is.
Yes.
This is going to be in that sort of spirit, right? There's also a very important stormwater facility that goes all the way down along it. So it's a very interesting
collaboration
is a good word for it.
Folks, that's what we're about here. We love to get people like Jay Revel to come and talk with us so that we get a better sense of how all of this kind of fits together and how you and I fit in. It's our mission to bring you to that conversation. And Jay, thanks for making it part of your day to help us better understand what's going on with
that's
the downtown
what I love to do.
Area.
Always a pleasure.
Brother, it's a blessing. And thank you, folks, for tuning in with us this morning. It's our pleasure. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny right here every Saturday morning, 93.3 FM. And don't forget, if you have a topic or guest you'd like us to consider, email us topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. You can go to the website, check out what we've been talking about if you've missed any of that. Otherwise, we'll be looking for you again next Saturday morning right here. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.